Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland, the program Shedding Shackles. Yes, we want to shed the shackles of the past and become free. Today I want to talk about forgiveness. Or, to put it another way, I want to talk about unforgiveness, because that's what's ruining your life. That's what's blocking you. That's what ruins relationships, what ruins marriages, what ruins the relationship between parent and child and parent, between mothers and fathers and husbands and wives, is what ruins everything. It can even ruin your life. It can ruin your life. And you know that. You know, you've seen it in other people. Maybe you're seeing it in yourself, or maybe it's in you and you don't even know. Unforgiveness. So I want to talk about it today so you get a better understanding of it, because a lot of people don't understand it. First of all, I want to say the basic thing that's so important, so you don't miss it. I want to say it right now while I got your attention. Christ said to forgive. What does that mean? What does forgiveness mean? It means to let go of resentment, to let go of judgment. It means to drop your resentment, drop your judgment. That's what forgiveness means. I was going to say that's all it means. That's not all it means. That's all it means as far as you're concerned to get started. You need to understand it. You've heard the KISS formula, keep it simple, stupid. Have you ever heard that? When I was a young man taking management courses, one of the teachers said the KISS formula was keep it simple, sir. I always liked that. Okay? But keep it simple, so I'm going to keep it very simple. Forgiveness means letting go of resentment. In other words, don't resent others. Don't judge them. If you have a resentment against someone, let go of it. Christ said, you know, if you have something against your brother, he said, if you're bringing your gifts to the temple, he said, and you suddenly remember you have something with an issue with your brother, he said, leave your gifts at the temple door and first go make it right with your brother. And he also said, if you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. Okay. Now, those are very ominous words, and I see that they are true. So what is it that you need to do? It's to let go of resentment. Okay. Now, it helps when you get older, because when you get older, then you look at yourself. You look at how your relationships are not so good with your partner, with your kids, with other people. Okay. And you see that somehow you're messing up, and you don't even know how you're messing up. You don't want to mess up, but you're messing up. Well, now look at your parents who you resented. You resented your dad for not being there for you, or you resented your mom for putting you down or yelling and screaming at you, or you resented her for hating her husband, or you resented him for some reason, for not letting you have your way, for not letting you go out until midnight like you wanted to. Okay, so whatever reason was, you resented them. Maybe they weren't cool. Maybe other parents were cool and your parents weren't cool, and so you resented them. Or your mother was sick all the time, and you resented her for that. Okay, there's many reasons, but a lot of kids resent their parents. But you know what? Now that you're older, and look at yourself, and you're messing up. Do you want to mess up? No, you don't. Well, it's the same with your parents. They didn't want to mess up. See, your dad didn't want to mess up. Your mom didn't want to mess up, but they did. They couldn't stop themselves. They couldn't help themselves. There was no one there to teach them properly. Okay, and a lot of things had happened. They didn't know how to handle things properly. So that's what I'm trying to teach you now. Number one lesson, number one thing you need to start with is let go of resentment. Okay, because when you see that you yourself are messing up and you don't want to, Maybe that's the way they were too. They didn't want to. So forgive them. Let it go. Okay? Let it go. And whoever it is that you resent, whether it's your brother or your sister or someone else or your husband, your wife, see, be more forgiving. Learn to overlook. Learn to overlook without censure, without judgment. See the error. If they're making an error, if they're making an error, see it. But don't hate them for it. Don't resent them for it. It's that simple. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Welcome back. My name is Roland. We're talking about forgiveness and what it is. Now, surprisingly, a lot of people do not know what forgiveness is. They don't. A lot of people think they have the misguided notion that forgiveness means that you have to like somebody, that you have to pretend nothing happened, that you have to embrace them and be friends with them. That's what they think forgiveness means. They think it's some active thing that you have to do and say, well, I forgive you. No, nothing of the sort. Okay? Forgiveness means to let go of the resentment, that's all. Let go of the judgment. Okay? Because really, you can't forgive anybody. Who forgives? God forgives. He's the one who forgives. You can't really forgive. What can you do? You can let go of your hate. Let go of your grudge. Let go of your judgment. Let go of your bitterness. Let go of your resentment. Okay? That's all. Just let it go. And then when you let that go, then you're free. You're free to see the person with fresh eyes. See, instead of seeing them with the hatred of yesterday, the prejudice of yesterday, the judgment of yesterday. And see how nice that is? It'll improve your relationship with your partner and with your kids tremendously. Okay? So, like I've always said, if somebody comes walking up the block and they're throwing rocks, you know, sometimes kids throw rocks, and a kid throws a rock through my window, I'll go outside and say, I want you to pay for that window. Okay? So I don't resent the person. Okay? But they have to pay for the window. Okay? It's that simple. So you have to have a more matter-of-fact approach to things. So if somebody messes up, okay, they messed up. Don't hate them for it. Who do you think you are? What gives you the right to resent people? To hate them? To judge them? You know, who are you to judge other people? See, especially your husband. Why would you want to hate your own husband? Why would you want to resent your own husband? Okay, so especially if he's a halfway decent guy. Okay, he's not perfect, but you're not perfect either. Okay? So, that doesn't give you a right to hate him if he's not perfect. Since you're not perfect, does that give other people the right to hate you, to judge you, to condemn you? Of course not. So lighten up. Okay? Forgive. I love what Ruth Graham said, you know, Billy Graham's wife. She said something very profound. I'll never forget it. They asked her about her long marriage, you know, 50, I don't know, 60 years. Long marriage. And she said, my husband and I are both good forgivers. My husband and I are both good forgivers. So you have to be, because nobody's perfect. See? But now look at it another way. The fact that other people aren't perfect. See, that should make you leap for joy. You know why? Because it gives you a chance to practice not resenting. Okay? A chance to practice not judging. So forgive, especially those closest to you. Start with those closest to you. Forgive. Just let go of the judgment. Let go of the resentment. See how simple that is? All right. Now, the other problem you have, and I'm not going to talk about it today, I'm just going to mention, is that you're probably too repressed. You repress everything. So you don't speak. So somebody does something, and then you resent them, but you don't say anything. So you're secretly judging and resenting them. See? But that's bad for you. It hurts you to resent others. But you see, when you let go of resentment, see, love is there. Forgiveness is there. Love is there, and forgiveness is there for you. Okay? But in order to find it and walk in it and feel it, you have to become unblocked. And the way you become unblocked is to let go of resentment and let go of judgment. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Love is a very beautiful thing, and we all need love. There's no question about it. We're all looking for love. But the kind of love that we need is more like corrective love. We need to be corrected from our ego excesses and our angers and our resentments. So love is a force. It's a force for good. It throws us back on ourselves, and it helps us to be what we ought to be. Yes, love is a force. It's a force for good. Okay? And if you don't have love, then you can't do any good. Oh, sure, you can meddle with people's lives. You can try to change them. And sure, you can pretend to be patient, pretend to be helpful. You can try to assuage guilt, your guilt for not having love, for being impatient, for not being there for your kids, or for meddling and ruining their lives. Sure, you can try to make up for it in some way. But wouldn't it be better to have love in the first place? Wouldn't that be so much better? Well, it would. Now, a lot of you have made a lot of mistakes. You've messed a lot of things up. So that's all water under the bridge. You can't change that now. But what you can do is start now. What's the old proverb? The Chinese saying? Have you heard it? It says, when the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Okay, so start today. Start today. Now, I don't talk a lot about what love is or what you should do. See, there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, love is there when you let go of hate. Love is there when you become unblocked, when you let go of your resentment and your grudge. See, a lot of you have expectations. See, you want to get your needs met. Of course, you've been told that relationships are to get your needs met, so you're selfish. So you always want something. You want pleasure. You want fulfillment. You want, I don't know what you want. You want something. Or you want them to acknowledge you as being great. See, a lot of people secretly, they want to play God. They want to be worshipped. They want to be admired. They want to be respected. They want to be the cat's meow. And so when you serve your husband and he doesn't get on his knees and bow and scrape in front of you and tell you how wonderful you are, well, then you hate him. See, if your kids, if they're, you know, kids will do things. That's, you know, that's part of growing up. But you expect them to obey you like little wind-up toys. They're supposed to obey you. And if they dare talk back to you, why, you are the great Wizard of Oz. How dare they speak up to you? See? Well, no wonder. You end up with two kinds of kids then, conformists without any character. All they do is conform to people like you. They conform to wrong. See, you trained them, the wrong in you, the impatience in you, the pride in you, the self-righteousness in you. You force them to conform to that. So they're used to conforming to self-righteousness. So when they encounter other people like you, self-righteous, hypocritical, see, bossy, willful, then they conform. See, so no wonder they conform to their peer group and to the drug dealers and teachers. See, they go out in the world and they conform. But then others rebel. They rebel against the likes of you. See, if you were truly good and had true love, there would be nothing to rebel against. But they rebel. But then when they rebel from you, then they rush into what? The arms of a drug dealer, the arms of, you know, some neighborhood good-for-nothing or gang leader or something. So if there was nothing to rebel against, they wouldn't rebel, see? So, therefore, as I said, I'm not going to tell you what love is. Love is there for you to find. Love comes forth when you let go of judgment, self-righteousness, pride, hatred, see? And it's your hatred of your husband, your hatred of men, your resentment toward your dad, see, your judgment of other people. You use everyone to support your pride. Your pride lives in a soup of hate and judgment. See, that's how your pride survives. And so, if you let go of the hate, let go of the judgment, let go of the resentment, let go of the judgment, then pride wilts. Just like the Wicked Witch. Remember the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz? And she melted, remember? Oh, my beautiful wickedness. Oh, and then she melted. Well, yours will melt, and then the real you will step forth. The beautiful you that you always were meant to be. And then you'll have love. It'll just flow from you naturally. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Just about ready to come out with my new newsletter. It's going to have some good stuff in it. Good stuff. See, I love talking about very deep things, and I write about them. But on this program, I have to apologize to my long-term listeners. I wish I could talk about some of these other things that I love writing about and then talking about, but instead this is what I'm talking about. This is what comes to me, so this is what I'm supposed to say. And I can see that it's my best shot, my best chance of reaching people. Because when you're sitting there and your kids hate you, okay, and you try to send them a letter because you messed up a long time ago, you left, you walked out on your family, and now your kids, they don't want to talk to you. Okay, so now you have to face that, and maybe facing that, you can wake up. See, and maybe you are waking up. That's why you're listening to me. You've already woken up, and it's painful, I know. But now you can listen and get my book. Maybe learn and see where you messed up. Then you can go to your kid and say, I'm sorry. When you were a little kid, I wasn't there for you. I walked out on your mom. I was selfish. I'm sorry. I apologize. Clear the air. And then don't want anything from them. Don't expect anything from them. Just clear the air and apologize. And take leave. That could be the beginning of a new life for you. And it frees them up too from having to hate you. Okay? And now maybe with your present partner, have you messed up your first marriage, your first relationship, or your first two marriages, or your first two, three relationships? Okay, all right. Well, now you're older and wiser. Okay, so maybe this one you can do okay. But remember I said I'm not going to give you a list of things to do. Because the first reason is, like I said, the first thing you have to do is let go of resentment, let go of judgment, let go of pride, let go of those, when they're gone, when you let go of them, have a change of heart, and become soft, and your soul becomes softened, then love is there. Understanding is there. Okay? And the other reason I don't talk about love is because, what to do, I mean, in any particular situation, is because the moment is very subtle. What you need is just-in-time guidance. You need inspiration. You need intuition from your Creator. So if you get my little meditation, learn to become objective and calm, and learn to become still, and find your intuition, find that inner light, find it, then live from it, see, trust it, and don't doubt it. And then from it, then will come just the right thing to say or not say in that delicate moment with your partner, with your kids. There's not enough books in the whole world to outline every little subtle situation. You need just perfect guide, perfect wisdom which comes from God. That's what you need. Okay? And you'll find it in the moment. It'll be there. Like I said, when you let go of judgment, let go of resentment, let go of pride, in order to become still. Okay? And find that inner light. Then life can be beautiful. Life can be sweet. You know, it says in the Bible that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. So, could you love God? Could you find Him? Could you let Him find you? It begins with letting go of resentment, letting go of judgment. There's a whole beautiful world of positive values and good, And it's just beyond the dark soup of your imagination and your daydreams and your reliving the past and your angers and your animosities and your hatreds. Just on the other side of that is love and joy and freedom. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Today's program was a very special one. It was about forgiveness and about love and how letting go of resentment helps you to find love. Now, I certainly hope you enjoyed today's program, but I want you to know that I have a lot of resources available. You've already heard about my books. Well, have you heard about my YouTube lectures? Oh, yes, I've got lots of them. Lots of YouTube lectures about marriage, about relationships, about forgiveness, about conquering stress. And they're very, very good. So please visit my website and look for the YouTube lectures. Paul said, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm just a resounding gong or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but if I do not have love, then I am nothing." That's what some of you are. You're resounding gongs, tinkling cymbals, okay? Because you don't have love. So you need to find love. And you find love by giving up resentment and judgment and pride. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.